Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is a restaurant in Chicago that has soup on the menu that'll cost you $1,893 for a bowl.
It better get me drunk and then drive me home afterwards. $2,000 for soup.
Yes.
Is it one of those things where like it's like laced, like not laced, that would probably be
it. It is laced.
It's got acid in it, baby. Is it one of those things where it's got like a gold drizzle on it and like some super expensive, rare type of meat as well?
It does have a rare cognac instead of a dry sherry. And then I think they give you a little snifter of it as well.
Okay.
And they're
anyone
regular.
Anyone here like cognac?
No, I don't know anybody that does.
Anyone here ever drank it?
I think I've tried it, but it didn't really stick out to me. You know what I mean? I think I was drinking whiskey and they were like, oh no, that's cognac. And I was like, okay.
So I was a kid. I remember my dad was big into cognac. He had like this fancy bottle and it was like after work. And I always like would see it and think, this must be like drinking the nectar of the gods, you know, because you see your dad having it. And I'm a kid. I don't know what alcohol tastes like. So one time when he wasn't around, my brother and I like, let's try dad's cognac. And man, I took one sip and I thought I was going to hurl. It was, of course, you know, you don't have a taste for alcohol.
No.
I mean, most don't. You know, hope you don't when you're a kid. But I remember thinking it was the nastiest thing. And still to this day, I've never had cognac again.
I don't know that I've ever had it, but it's not. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't have it. If you offered me cognac, I would say sure. But I don't think it's my thing. I really don't.
Yeah, I've never been in a situation where somebody's even offering me cognac. Hey, fellas, would you like some cognac?
So this soup, not only does it have this fancy cognac in it, it also has like caviar and red snapper from the Gulf of Mexico that they fly in fresh for every order. Which is bananas. And so because of that, you have to order this soup 2 weeks in advance.
Wow. Okay, so it's just about bragging that you had this $2,000.
It's like not when you an have impulse like, buy. It's a, right. You got to plan it out.
It's like when people would have like the $500 grilled cheese sandwich. And it was just so that you could say, I had a $500 grilled cheese sandwich. Although we did get a text message. I thought this was a good text saying, all right, this topic might start a fight, but what is the goat of soup? For the longest time, I would fight for clam chowder, but the older I get, the more I appreciate a damn good tomato soup.
Yeah.
So for me, it goes number one, tomato soup, number two, clam chowder, number three, French onion, and not that New York crab clam chowder. I'm with you. Even as a New Yorker, you don't have with that one. It's always New England clam chowder.
Versus which
Manhattan
one?
Clam chowder.
Is that the red?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the red.
No, it's they need to come up with a different name. Because when you're comparing it to the greatness that is the creamy New England clam chowder, it's just trash.
What is your soup favorite?
Ooh. You know, a good lobster bisque. Especially when they do it. Like, this is also, if we're talking about things that you spend a lot of money on, sometimes you pay a little extra, you go to like a nice place and you get like the lobster meats put onto the bowl first and then they pour the bisque in it. That's pretty awesome.
I would eat that right now.
Yes.
I would. That sounds amazing.
Lobster bisque would have to be my number one.
I do.
What about you?
You know, kind of going on the tomato soup and also the bisque, a tomato bisque. I really like that. And if I can dunk a grilled cheese in it, that's a bonus point.
How we feel about lentil soup?
Oh. I will eat lentil soup.
You don't like it?
That was such a judgment from Sarah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and I'm a vegetarian, so you'd think I'd be all about it. But no, it's just like full of like beans and veggies.
They actually have a lentil festival in Eastern Washington.
Why?
Because... It's very popular.
I'm kind of with Sarah on this one. I like lentil soup, but why would you have a whole festival for it?
If you went to WSU, you know all about the lentil festival. I think they even have like a parade.
The lentil parade? As everyone dresses little lentils? How about, you know what's one? Ooh, I don't know how people feel about this one.
I know where you're going.
Ew. Where do you think I'm going?
Split pea?
Yes! And I'm not even making up. Look, how about Google? Wait, yeah. You don't like split pea?
You got really excited about it, and I was just like, I knew you weren't going to like this one.
Split pea with saltine crackers? I mean, you got to load it up with the saltine crackers. But that is like...
I mean, I wouldn't put that in my top five.
I kind of want split pea soup today. I wonder if there's like a place that's really good at it.
It's like baby food.
I agree with you, Sarah.
Literally just mushed peas.
Dried peas.
Oh, sorry. Just like blended dried peas.
You guys don't like split pea soup. Danny, are you with me on it?
I don't think I've ever had split pea soup.
Oh, we should find a good split pea soup.
I'll try it.
Get a little cafe action today.
Yeah, I don't know where we need to go, and I'm sure a text will be like, dude, there's this place in Squim. It's called Larry's Split Pea Emporium.
But a bowl is $1,893 because it comes with some fancy cognac.
Probably not. Okay, Sarah, what's your goat for soups?
I'm like calling all of you guys really basic, but mine is the tomato soup. So I really can't judge.
Like Campbell's?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's mine too. I love Campbell's. Campbell's was like, that was the thing when I was a kid and I was sick.
Oh, hell
Mom
yeah.
would always make me the Campbell's tomato soup with the grilled cheese.
So what's your number one?
Oh, it has to be French onion.
French onion.
You know what's funny? I forget about French onion until a place has it. I'm like, oh, why did I order this all the time?
And kind of like a Moscow Mule, it does not taste as good unless it's in its specialty delivery system.
Right.
Because did you not ever have a French onion soup? It's got like its own bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the cheese is like molten hot lava on the top.
Best part about it.
My mom used to make a really good French onion soup, and we had like those special, and she would never use those bowls for anything other than French onion soup.
Oh, yeah, like the one, because you got to put it in your oven and like fire that bad boy up.
I guess. Yeah. I've never witnessed how it's made. I just sit in the living room and wait for it to be brought to me like a good son.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got like that handle on it, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
super hot.
Oh, now we got to go out for a soup date. Well,
as long as they got split pea, I'm in.
I'm very curious to find out who makes the best split pea in the area.
No, shockingly, no text about the best places to go for split pea. Although one person did say, I'm 100% with you. A good split pea soup is absolutely amazing. It's silky, and especially if you get that ham hock, it's amazing.
Because it does. So do they do split pea with or without meat?
I'd imagine so.
Okay.
Judging you.
Well, I didn't realize there was like a ham hock.
That sounds pretty gangster.
It does sound.
Give me that ham hock.
That ham hock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.